Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
And you know what? I don't know if it's true, but it sounds true. Saw a stat yesterday on Twitter that said 85% of South Africans are broke every month by halfway through the month.
Yep.
Because we all struggle through the last 2 weeks of every single month. We're just not making enough money. And that's not even including those who don't, the 30% unemployed.
Well, look, I'm employed. I actually have two jobs, and I live in credit.
Is it only two? Aren't you an influencer as well?
aren't you an Insta queen?
You guys are so hectic.
But listen, it could be true, Darren Moore.
So many words I want to say that I can't.
No, you can say them.
No, I can't.
Say them. Other words. Worst of words have been said this month.
Because they're sleeping. Because they're still sleeping. Listen, Darren, maybe your stat is true. Because you've got comments about, you
they
know,
came
it's
through,
month
hey?
End when.
Yeah, so we asked you to finish the sentence. You know it's month end when.
We have one here from Brooke Fassfeld.
Yeah.
You have to push your, you know, it's month and when you have to push your car to the bottle store.
See, Brooke, I think you got priority stuff.
Yeah.
There's some priority issues there.
The bottle store still happening, though.
Yeah.
Michelle, actually, I'm on your page here. Michelle Sanders saying, you know, when you do a load of washing and you check every single pocket like 8 times just to check for that that miracle of maybe the forgotten coin or note.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. There is no joy. There is no joy. There is no joy like looking through a pocket or a jacket pocket for a 10 or a 20 and finding 100. Oh, my word.
It's better than looking through your kids' pockets or their money bank for a 10 or 20.
Oh, right? When you're doing the washing.
Yeah. Oh, by mistake, I broke your piggy bank. On purpose.
Oh, my word.
We got one from Jay, and I was saying this to Kerry off air. You know, it's month and when you use newspaper doubles as toilet paper.
Yeah, I think we've all been there.
I've never used Isolezo in Ilan and Sunday Tribune once or twice.
Have you ever wiped it with the headline?
No, I'll just rather use water. I just rather clean.
So you just with a bidet, or do you like the hand sprinkle?
I mean, I don't have a bidet in my house, but I just, dip a bottom somewhere.
What, so you just go take a shower?
No, I mean, that's, I guess that could
be. Just squat on the edge of the pool.
I'm talking about it. It's someone else's pool, that's the problem.
Oh,
all right, what else?
This one is so true. No lwazi langa. You know, it's month and when you get an SMS from Edgar's reminding you to pay 35 Rand on your account.
Actually, there's one worse than that.
Yeah.
You know, it's month end when you've got to pay like 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 Rand on your DSTV account and then they cut your service. So,
there's a first world problems.
Is it really?
You have a DSTV account,
All right, what else we got?
The last one I've got here, Lynn Warr says, you know, when you start to try and figure out ways to glam up your 2 minute noodles.
Oh, we've all done it.
When you start grating cheese, or if you have cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you chop up pickles.
Oh,
no,
yeah?
Guys, you have to put half of them into the water. The other half you keep crisp on the top for extra crunch.
How would I use that?
My kitchen rules, man.
When you're trying to coast your car uphill.
Yeah.
Yo, that's rough, yeah.
Okay, push it uphill, neutral downhill. I get you, buddy.
You know it's month end when you only have chicken in the freezer and you've been eating it for the past 2 days.
Yeah.
Hopefully unfrozen though.
You know it's month end when the landlord starts coming around.
What landlord? I don't have a home. On the line right now from Freyheit, Sibahle. Sibahle, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
So good. Sibahle, tell me, how is this 24th of the month treating you?
It's really not. You just wish it never came,
Well, how do you know when it's month end, Sibahle?
When my landlord starts to comment on every joke I post on my Facebook.
The landlord is sub commenting.
Starts commenting emojis and everything, or starts sending you prayers.
Starts sending you prayers. Best you not be.
You know it's month end.
Yep. Just make sure your statuses don't show you eating, drinking, or buying anything.
Yeah.
And then when you say, I got paid, and then she's the first to comment.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Let's do lunch sometime.
Come and see you soon.
Yeah.